Carvacel, another really good 3-1 win and two goals for you. You must be delighted.
Buzzing with a win. And then to get two goals on a personal note is brilliant for myself.
And two very similar goals, absolutely firecrackers into the bottom corner off the post. Tell us how they come about, first one first.
First one, I just tried to put Nelson under some pressure. And then the ball broke free, and then I just, one thing in mind, I thought I'm just going to hit this, and I was great for a win in the back of the net.
Free kick wise, were you always going to take that one?
Me and Jimmy always have a little, you see us, we always have a little debate, what's on, what's not on, and I've just said, listen, there's a straight line to goal here, and he was like, you're not taking this, are you? I was like, yeah, I'm having it, and then he let me have it, and then I'm great for that one winning as
well.
Was
it a case that you had to score that then?
Yeah, a bit, yeah, because obviously he had one last week, and at Scunny, and he put it, you know, the keeper made a great save, so yeah, if I hadn't at least hit that on target, then I don't think I'd have been picking the ball up again for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, a brilliant first half performance, containing them in the second half. Fair to say, maybe just needs to be a bit more ruthless from the whole team, because you could have put them to bed in that first 30 minutes.
No, 100%. You know, the performance is great. We've got the win. The performance was definitely a game of two halves, and that's something that the gaffer wants us to get better at.
And it seems a really good team spirit in this camp at the moment. You know, is that what sort of coming out onto the field from what you've seen in the dressing room?
100%. And you know, it's not the same squad that got us promoted last year, but we've got a good core of it, and the boys that the gaffer's brought in, to be fair, all brilliant. They all want the same thing, they're all hungry, and that's obviously why we're doing well on the pitch.
And I suppose as well, like I say, competition for places, that's what's keeping you as well, having to get the goals, having to play well.
No, exactly that, because there is boys around and sniffing around, and that's not just me, that's for everyone. So no one's safe in their position, and I think that is why they're getting the best out of everyone as well.
Excellent. Going forward as well, like I say, you 4 straight wins here at Bloomfield Road. It's obviously a happy place now, and coming when you first came in, fans wise, seems to be, you know, cheering and shouting more than probably they've ever done before.
Yeah. You know, we had a spell last season as well where we were unbeaten at home for a very long time, and I think that is the reason we got promoted last year. And if we can, you know, keep getting results at home, then this is going to do well for us.
I know it's very early, but do you have sort of a target in mind, especially after?
No targets. The target is to win the next game, and that's as simple as that. The gaffer's keeping us on the ground, keeping our heads level, because it's easy to get carried away, you know, because I don't think anyone was expecting us to be here this point in the season, but at the same time, we can't let it get to our heads. We're focusing on Bristol away next week.
Do you think you're surprising a few teams in this division?
Potentially, you know, maybe that's why we're getting the space we're getting, but you know, every team you'd think would do their research, and they'd watch our last couple of games and plan for that. So maybe we're just a good team.